Goodness, human. Here, let me get you out of here. Unstrap you, pull you from the ship. No need to open your eyes, just stay calm. I'll carry you to safety, you're quite light. There's nothing left of your ship, dear. Stay with me. That's right. Shh. Don't die. No, human, no dying. I'll tell you everything when we get to safety. It's not far now. Just hold on. The door is hidden in this rock face. Here we go. Now we're safe in my lab. You lay here, rest. You're safe with me.
Finally awake. How are you feeling? Oh, don't worry. You're in my lap. You're safe now. Tell me, do I look like, someone of your race? Has my skin slightly a different color? My pupils are different. The lower half of my body, I suppose, that's the most different. But I analyzed your dreams. I found one of these creatures, something similar, and I shifted myself into the closest I could manage. I hope the serpentine lower half isn't too alarming. My tongue is interesting. Well, we're shapeshifters, you see. Yes, it's how my species adapted over the years in this harsh environment. I'm so curious. Why were you in orbit above our planet? No. Well, you crash-landed, human. Yes, I detected you falling from orbit not long ago. I happened to get to the crash first. No. Lie down. No. Down on the bed. There. You should rest. I've healed your wounds for the most part, but you're still slightly sedated. I would prefer you don't fall, break your brittle bones upon the floor. I didn't say weak, did I? I said brittle. I apologize. It's simply that you are rather different from my race. We have a number of less brittle creatures we can become. In general, the species that present on worlds we've been to are far more durable, deadly, than your own appears to be. I should warn you, however, that my people are not ones to take their evolution lightly. Oh, no. You see, we use DNA. The DNA of other species to enhance our own. We mate with them, and with that, incorporate a new being into our shape-shifting knowledge. Blood. Oh, no, not that. We need genetic material. The genetic material used to reproduce. Ideally, we would collect your sperm. Yes. Usually we capture a species and extracted in an efficient, less than pleasant manner. No, precious human, I haven't taken your seed. No, I'm not like the others. I assume right now they are, scrounging your sight, trying to find their new prey. My people dispatch the pleasantries or comfort or anything you might wish for. They would simply strap you down to a hard surface and force orgasm after orgasm using brute force until, an unpleasant end. Aside from those that desire it, I suppose. Oh, no. The subjects, no, they don't even enjoy it. They don't consider what might make it easier, more productive, more pleasant. No, I do. I should add, we don't have long. My people can sense virility from a long distance. My lab is not far from your crash site, and it only gives us so much protection. And you, little human, you smell quite strong. Most of my kind would grow ravenous the moment they catch sight of you. Scent of you. The only way for that to stop would be to, extract your seed until you're empty. Getting close to you, I must admit I feel a little overwhelmed by it. Oh, you want to expel your seed now? Oh, I understand your concerns, but I had not planned on taking it. Well, if you must come, then go ahead and get to it. Yes, that would make it safe. You aren't hard yet. That is unfortunate. But there is some time. Try not to become too flustered, human. You won't be able to expel your semen if you're stressed. That is, unless we use their methods, I suppose. If you're interested, I am a scientist, and I am developing my own special strategies for extracting seeds. That's why I analyzed your dreams. It's not well tested, but in theory it isn't painful, unless you wish it to be. Okay, then I will scan for your preferences. I have some assumptions for humans. However, I should not do so without further testing. I will investigate. You lay still there for a few moments as the after effects of the drugs wear off completely. Oh. Huh. That can't be right. You are interesting. Such variable preferences, although... Oh. Oh my. This would be a good test of my shape-shifting capabilities. Yes, apologies. It seems you have a very wide array of interests, personality types. Thankfully, I believe I have interacted with the proper species to fit your needs. Yes, in my research, I found the quality and volume of genetic material to be released increases if the subject is more aroused, more interested. I can tell, with your virility, that you will require multiple extractions to fully empty you of seed. Is that what you want? To be emptied? To be helped? Then I will do it with the utmost professionalism and efficiency. Don't worry, human. I have no intention of hurting you. I'm simply going to milk you by becoming the creatures of your fantasies. First, let me modify our environment to suit our needs. Why a classroom? Strange to have a bed in here, but alas, human, this was pulled from your mind, matched with this form.
Oh, wow. I didn't think I'd get to be so cute. Oh, even the uniform is super cute. Meow. What? I checked your brain for this. You like cute schoolgirls and cat girls, right? Oh, don't you like my fluffy ears? My fuzzy tail? I can even change my clothes at will. Oh, you're calming right down. Oh, plumping right up. Yes, just lie there and let me crawl onto this bed. I can't wait to get to work. I feel this form is making me more thirsty for it. May I remove your pants? I need a full access to all your warm, delicious gum. Whoa, where did that come from? Oh, it seems this form is modifying the way I speak.
You enjoyed that. Your cock did get harder when I spoke like that. Okay, then. May I remove them? Oh, thank you, thank you. Oh, goodness. Meow, your cock is so amazing. And I'm so hungry. Please, please, may I suck it? Oh, my tail wagging. I just want a taste, just a tiny little taste. Wee! I don't think I could wait any longer. You taste delicious. Will you help me with my grades, huh? If I suck you like you like, huh? Don't make a mess. I can't go to class with cum on my uniform. Oh, no. We can't take too long now. We don't want to be late for class. Would it help if I suck your balls, too? I feel so full. Oh, I can't believe it. Meow, meow, meow. You must be so pent up. I'm so happy. I can feel my tail flicking. Well, I'll have to be a good little student. Cat girl, take care of these for you. I'll tuck on them. Give them lots of attention. I go crazy in class thinking about it. Thinking about sucking the head. Licking the shaft. Taking it all like this. I want it all. It's all I can think about. So distracting in class. Just wrapping my fuzzy tail around this amazing cock like this. Stroking it. Giving it gentle little teases with my tongue before I take it like this. Surprised? I'm a good little kitten. I can take your whole cock down my throat as much and as hard as you need until you come. Don't worry. I'll caress your balls while I do it. Then they'll never feel alone. Goodness, I'm so distracted. I want to suck on them too. I don't know what to do. I want to pleasure all of you. Are you close? Just makes me so hungry for your cum. Oh, knowing I'll have all your seed for myself. Oh, yes. Please, please come. Yes, give me that sweet sticky load. I want it so bad. So bad. I'll do anything. I'll take it all forever. Give me. Please, please, please come down my throat. Make me your personal little cat girl. Make me swallow it all.
Come. Come. So good. So much. A little bit more. Thank you. Hiding you up. So happy that I got to taste it. It was so good. And I was so hungry. I need more. Let me check these balls. Oh, you still have more, I can tell. Having a new experience now can make the load of cum so much more plentiful for harvesting. So I know just what to do. Sex, of course, silly. But I'm not going to stay a cute little cat girl. No, not when you're trying to get up and you're supposed to be staying in bed resting. I'm going to make sure you stay there so we can get all that cum. I'll have to be more assertive to get what I want. I need to drain every drop of your seed, every drop you have. And I know you're going to give it to me. You wouldn't deny a queen, would you? A warrior queen of dragonkin. I didn't know you preferred dominance from a scaled siren, but my. I do find I enjoy this form. I feel indescribable strength in these muscles, this powerful tail, these horns. You're in my tent, little human. A queen's tent of hides and leather. A crackling flame warming our bodies as I claim my prize. Yes, a prize for winning yet another battle upon a war-torn field. Yes, that's what I like to hear. Now, lie back, human. I'm going to take you. You're mine. Oh, the ones out there, they're nothing. You are mine to save. Mine to fuck. I'm going to ride you until you come inside me, little human. Oh, I bet you've always dreamt of having a strong woman like this pin you down and take your cock in just like this. That's what I want to hear. Moan for me. Oh, fuck. Hearing a human thirst for me is far more invigorating than I imagined. No touching until I deem it so. Simply feel me. Feel my strength, my scales against your skin as I ride your perfect cock. Look into my reptilian eyes. That's it. See the certainty that I know you're going to give me that cum, little human. If I'm to save you, I'm going to need every last drop. Oh, that's it. Ask for it. Oh, music to my ears. Ask again. I find I love hearing you ask. Oh, beg. Beg me, human. Beg me to ride you. Instead of just vibrating on you, I want to hear it. Hear the desperation in your voice. Oh, that's what I want to hear. I'll let your arms free for now. Explore me as I pump you. Oh, feel my arms, my chest, my stomach. Feel it. Feel the power of my body as I fuck. You like knowing I have power over you, don't you? Oh, yes. I find your submission enticing, exhilarating, overwhelming. Oh, yes. Oh, and you feel good. Most races refuse being taken by us. They're afraid. But knowing you want this, hearing you beg for it,
stars cannot compare. Oh, you want me to pin you again? I can tell you're getting close. Oh, pinned down. I like seeing you stretched out like this. And I can tell you're desperate to come already. Yes, yes, feel me milking you. Knowing you want it makes it so much more intense. Oh, I feel incredible. Oh, little human. This form. Oh, your cock. It's a perfect combination. Oh, yes. My muscles grow tighter with each thrust down onto you. Oh, feel my tail. Oh, it's trembling. It's wrapping around your ankles, holding you down, stretching you out. Oh, oh yes, you're pinned. You're trapped. Oh, yes, little human. Oh, how cute. Thrust up into me. Yes, like that. That was a nice surprise. Give it to me. Yes, 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 yes. Watching you squirm, struggling to push yourself up deeper. Fuck yes. Tell me. You want to come, don't you? Yes. You were so nervous, and yet now, your cute little eyes, they beg for more. Your words beg for release. Just like a thankful knight after a battle alongside his queen. Yes, yes. Or a precious peasant saved from captivity and feeling, like paying something back. I think I will ride you fast, claim you as a queen's prize, take you for myself forever. Oh, yes, that's it, human. Ah, faster, faster. I know you want it. You want a strong, scaled queen to take your seed. You want to claim her for yourself, don't you? But what's going to happen is you are going to be her breeder. That's it. As soon as you come, the contract is sealed. Do it, human. Do it, human, as my wings spread, as my body clenches. Come, breed your queen. You wouldn't defy me. Commit to me. I want it all. Feel me. Stretch you tighter. Feel my cunt milk every last drop of seed from your balls. That's right. Breed me, human. Human, give me an heir. Breed me. Breed me. Breed me. Ah, yes, come. Oh, come. Oh, human. Oh, oh. My body is reacting to your come. I can feel it. Oh, warm gushes as you spurt inside. Pinned, captive, claimed. Glorious. What a wonderful feeling. Full and warm. Good job, human. Very good. You made your queen proud. Yes. I'm proud with how you filled me. I loved watching you melt as you were dominated. You didn't shirk from my scales. You begged for more. More from a strong warrior queen. You are a worthy conquest. Oh, but we're not done just yet. Oh, I can tell you still have more. So much more. They might still find you. I think there's at least one load left. If you're not too tired. If you want to give it to me, that is. Oh, no. My time as your queen has come to an end. Oh, I told you. I changed to ensure you give me more and more. I want more. Rest, human. Rest. After such an intense experience, I wish to calm you. Don't be scared, human. It's the first form I took. A woman Have a serpentine lower body. Does it have a name? I know you recognize it from your dreams. Shh. Hush. Now, Lamia. I may be a Lamia, but I am accustomed to peace and quiet in my library. That's right, darling. We're in a quiet little enclave within the stacks. A little resting place just for you. I'll simply slide up beside you on this bed. Wrap myself around you. Coiling, caressing, holding you close, whispering in your ears. No words. Just moans. Gentle little moans. Let me gently stroke this cock of yours. Still wet from me. Oh, I know. It's a little sensitive, but don't worry. I'm very careful. The last thing I want is to hurt you. Shh, library, remember. There you go. Nice, calm breaths. Look into my eyes, darling. You don't have to worry anymore. No, no. Once we milk out this last load, last of your precious seed, you'll be nice and safe with me. Oh, you're getting so hard, so quickly. Being so good for me. Is it because you like being gently cuddled? Hearing the sweet little whispers while a nimble hand strokes you. Oh, almost finished now. Oh, you seem sad. Sad that it's almost over. Oh, how about I pet you with my other hand as well? Massage your scalp. One hand to massage your scalp. And the other to wrap this beautiful cock. Oh, feels wonderful in my hand. This form is perfect for you. Perfect for comforting you. Easing your worries. Rescuing you from those awful people beyond this lab. Oh, yes. I'm going to speed up a little bit, darling. That definitely felt good, didn't it? Shh. No talking. Oh, you just let out those little whimpers for me. That's it. Show me how difficult it is to stay quiet while immersed in pleasure. Just a little longer, human. I'll just stroke you a little bit longer. And then I want you to come for me once more. Okay? Spray your warm seed everywhere. Spray it anywhere you'd like. On my serpentine body. On my hands. On my chest. On my face. No, a little more cum came out. Nothing to be ashamed of. I saw your fantasies, you remember. Where do you want it? Okay. I love watching your little reactions. Every time I stroke faster and faster. You look so cute. As you suppress those moans. Are you on the edge? Oh, are you ready, darling? Are you ready to come? Oh, I know you are. I simply love watching your eyes. Tell me what I need to know. I'm going to count you down, okay? I'll count down from 5. And when I say come, you're going to release that wonderful load all over me, just like you want. 5. I'll stroke you faster and faster as we get closer. 4. That's it. I can feel you're ready to burst. Your balls are getting so tight. 3. Hush now, hush now. Quiet for me. Just breathe. Breathe. That's it.
too. You're squirming so much.
You're so ready.
Get ready to make a mess on me. Nowhere else, just on me. And one, come, come, let all that come out. Oh, empty those balls for me. Give me the whole load of cum. Yes, yes, that's it. That's it, yes. Oh, so much. Oh, what a good boy. Sensitive now. Just a little bit more. Let me milk it all out. See the last drip? Then let me lick it all up for you. Clean your cock. I wasn't lying when I was in my cat girl form. Oh, human. You taste wonderful. With the amount you just gave me, I might guess you enjoy my lovely La Mia librarian form a little bit more than the others. You think you enjoyed them all equally? Feeling it all over me, inside me. It's everything. I feel it all. I feel human. Do you like what you see? I see humans in your preferences, you know. Little human, I told you. We use the genetic reproductive materials to incorporate species into our repertoire. Well, I didn't intend to do this. I simply intended on saving you from that crash when I saw you plummeting from the sky. Perhaps have you empty yourself, teach you how to stay safe, but you seemed quite intent on me helping you. I would be lying if I said I didn't want to drain you myself. I may not be like the others, but I do have urges. I must say, I was overcome by the personality of the dragonkin. While the personalities of my forms do vary, that one, well, the desire to take you, to claim you, to be bred was quite visceral. I'm glad, so glad that all of this doesn't upset you. I feel stronger with your species as a part of me. Oh, next? Well, that depends on if you'd like to stay here, explore this world, or try to map a way home. Either way, each day you remain here will be dangerous for you as your seed replenishes. I would be happy to personally ensure that you are drained each day. Every day. Plus, I saw so many more forms I could take. Things we can try. See which one milks you the best. Deal. Don't worry, human. You'll be safe with me.